The UN Refugee Agency says it is hard to believe it has to appeal for money when the misery of millions of people in Darfur is constantly in the news. It says cuts will have to be made in its protection and assistance programs to compensate for the lack of funds. UN Refugee spokeswoman Jennifer Pagona says many of the 2.5 million displaced people and about 30,000 refugees from Chad and the Central African Republic will suffer from these cutbacks.
For the IDPs and for the refugees, we're concerned that they have access to legal redress, that we get relief items to the most vulnerable of these people. We help strengthen services, including digging wells, schools and health centres, and try to prevent further displacement through small-scale rehabilitation projects. So that's what we try and do.
Pagona says the financial situation is expected to become tighter as more people are forced to flee their homes. She notes an estimated 250,000 people have been newly displaced this year due to ongoing violence. She says most of the camps around El Janina and Zalingay are full and new sites will have to be created. Pagona says it is very difficult and dangerous for aid workers to carry out their humanitarian mission.
Often we have to travel by helicopter because of security concerns to get to these places. If we go by road, we require an escort from the African Union troops to ensure security. So that is a problem. So far this year, 77 aid workers have been abducted and nearly 70 humanitarian vehicles have been hijacked. So that gives you some idea of the scale of insecurity that people working in this place suffer from. And with those constraints, it's very important that we can still continue to be able to do the work that we have been doing.
The private British charity Oxfam has also announced it may have to pull out of Darfur because its aid workers are under threat. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.